Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A 67-year-old Appleton man died from a crash that happened on April 9th. His 72-year-old wife died last week from injuries sustained in the same crash, and a 17-year-old driver faces homicide charges. Appleton police say the teen was under the influence of alcohol when he crashed into the couple's car near the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Mead Street last month. Police say the 17-year-old failed to stop at a red light, causing the crash. He was also badly injured and taken to the hospital. Alan and Margaret Hoffensberger will have their funeral mass together at an Appleton church this week. It'll be at least a year and a half before any data centers come to Manitowoc County. The Manitowoc County Board voted on Tuesday for an 18-month moratorium on data centers in the county. The moratorium gives the county time to research and draft specific zoning laws if a company wants to build a data center there. A recent Marquette Law School poll shows more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters think the cost of data centers outweigh the benefits. Some beagles rescued from a central Wisconsin research breeder touched grass for the first time ever last Friday, rescuers say. The operation to remove 1,500 dogs from Regland Farm started last week. 150 of those dogs came to the Wisconsin Humane Society's Green Bay campus. Rescuers say it's the first time many of these dogs have smelled the outdoors or seen the sky. The Humane Society will provide medical care and behavioral support until the dogs are ready to be adopted. Shelter workers note the dogs will need extensive behavioral support due to severe confinement and lack of socialization. People in Green Bay joined thousands across the nation last Friday to stand up for workers' rights. Supporters of a $20 minimum wage gathered at Green Bay's Labor Temple, holding signs and singing songs of support for workers. Organizer Garnet DeGrave calls May Day the original Labor Day and says it's time Wisconsin's minimum wage caught up with the cost of living.
This event has grown to something amazing. We are demanding real rights for workers. We're demanding a living wage for everybody. And that starts with a $20 minimum wage that is being introduced to the Wisconsin State Legislature. This bill benefits everybody, left or right. It's about making sure that workers are making enough to be able to pay their bills, eat quality food, and be able to make sure that they can afford rent and maybe even to own a house one day.
DeGrave says Wisconsin workers earning the current minimum wage need to have multiple jobs just to afford a place to live. Wisconsin's minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. DeGrave says a single person in Brown County would have to make around three times that amount just to support themselves. If you have a child, she says that cost doubles. Demonstrators say it's about basic survival for working families. Backers of the bill are calling for the next Wisconsin governor to sign it into law by May Day of next year. A northern Wisconsin bar owner is hoping he'll be that next governor, but there's already controversy surrounding his name. Kirk Bangstad, owner of Minocqua Brewing Company, announced his candidacy for governor over the weekend. Bangstad recently drew the attention of the FBI and U.S. Secret Service with his response to last Saturday's attempted assassination of President Trump. He repeated his offer to, quote, hold a free beer day promotion when Trump dies. Bangstad said he will run on a platform of saving democracy. He joins a crowded field of nine Democrats running for the state's top political seat. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Today, FEMA officials will be in Wisconsin assessing damages caused by recent flooding. Emergency management officials say they'll travel in the northeast part of the state. The visit is a critical step to help secure federal funds for damages left by the severe storms, flooding, and tornadoes last month. Governor Evers thanks the agency for their swift response. The owner of Minocqua Brewing Company says he wants to be the Democratic Party representative in a run for Wisconsin governor. He made the announcement during a Facebook live stream on Saturday, saying he wants to be a part of what he calls a critical political movement. Kurt Bangstad recently drew national attention after social media posts about celebrating the death of President Donald Trump sparked backlash and led to an interview with federal agents. Back in 2020, Bangstad ran unsuccessfully for a seat in the state legislature. The Wisconsin DMV is warning people of a text scam threatening to suspend driver's licenses. The texts claim to be from the DOT and say there's unpaid traffic violations, along with a threat to suspend their registration if the recipients don't pay. The DMV says scams like this are designed to gain personal information to sell or be used for identity theft, financial fraud, or registering other vehicles under stolen credentials. The agency is advising people to check the sender, not respond, and not click on any links that are sent. And Wisconsin is set to receive more than $80 million from a nationwide settlement with Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. The agreement is part of a nearly $7.5 billion deal resolving lawsuits over the company's role in the opioid crisis. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, the crew winning their series over the weekend in Washington, but losing yesterday to the Nationals 3-2. Horse racing, Golden Temple winning the 152nd Kentucky Derby over the weekend, a decision later this week on whether he'll run next in the Preakness. Cherie DeVoe, the first woman to win the Derby as a trainer.
I don't know if you can come to the Kentucky Derby with any contender and think it's pressure free. I have to say an immense amount of gratitude to my husband who's stuck behind me, and he just told me let's just give it three years and see if it works out, and I could always go and do something else. I started my career here 22 years ago as a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed exercise rider, and I would not believe that I would be sitting up here today.
That's trainer Cherie DeVoe with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and mild today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon and into this evening. Our high today in the low to mid 70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated evening shower lingering around. Low to mid 40s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.